This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
You're listening to the KRLD Morning News. I'm Joe Kelly, live at the Milestone Plumbing, AC and Electric, 24-hour breaking news center. Now, fewer commercial breaks every morning. This is your nonstop news, traffic, and weather 20-minute morning briefing on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm John Little, and many in the Texas Hill Country are looking forward to seeing the president today.
I think it's wonderful.
The president aims to see flood damage and meet with local officials, and members of both parties say they're looking to spread a message of hope.
Senator John Cornyn's planning to join the president and first lady for the trip to the Hill Country. He says people are already starting to assign blame.
I guess I'm not entirely surprised by that, but my request to them is please wait. Wait until we've recovered all of those who are unaccounted for.
Democratic State Senator Roland Gutierrez says he hopes to hear the president say federal aid is coming to Texas.
I think ultimately what we expect out of any president is to be the healer in chief, number one.
The White House has not said details, but Cornyn says both the president and first lady will be here. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem stopped here Saturday. From the 24-hour news center, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And with the passage of time, we're finally hearing some of the stories, distressing stories as they may be, from the survival zone there. The family of Alden Towler had a clamber up on their roof along the Guadalupe and huddle there in the storm, holding on for life as a neighbor's home floated away.
Our neighbor's house collided into our house.
Oh my God!
The electricity went out.
Uh-huh.
Miraculously, their house stayed in place, and they clung to each other on the roof for hours as the water receded. He says the trauma continued as they were rescued and transported to an emergency shelter.
People there were coming in with really serious injuries, and just these horror stories of swimming through windows and getting separated from their family, holding on to trees.
NBC5's Candace Sweat goes on to say that the Towler family is now back. They're back home there to help clean up along the river.
Among many conspiracy theories floating around the internet is the one blaming cloud seeding for the flooding. Now, Texas officials are blasting what they say are false claims online that cloud seeding 2 days prior actually contributed to the disaster. Texas Ag Commissioner Sid Miller says the operation did happen, but he tells us it could not have been a factor in the flooding.
It was a small amount, about 200 miles away from Kerrville in Karnes County. So that there's no reason to think that cloud seeding could have contributed to the flooding in central Texas Hill Country.
The practice of cloud seeding has existed for many decades when silver iodide is pumped into existing rain clouds, hoping to improve rainfall during droughts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Now, the top three things you need to know.
Texas State Senator Angela Paxton files for divorce from Attorney General Ken Paxton after 38 years of marriage, citing biblical grounds and accusing him of adultery in court documents. The split comes as Ken Paxton campaigns for the United States Senate. A 7-year-old child is hurt by shattered glass during a road rage shooting in Grapevine last night, Highway 121 near Bass Pro Drive. You might be driving by there right now. Cops say somebody opened fire on a pickup. Nobody was struck by the bullets, but hit by that shattered glass, the child taken to the hospital with minor injuries. Rescue crews in Central Texas dealing with grim numbers. At least 120 are dead, 170 still missing after the devastating floods 1 week ago today. President Trump will be on the ground there today, touring the damage and speaking with local leaders.
Hear the top three things you need to know every 15 minutes, all day, on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
There's nothing more important than the people of this community.
This is continuing team coverage of the Texas flood on the KRLD Morning News.
It's 7:23 now at News Radio 1080 KRLD.
23 after 7, I'm John Little. It is a stark difference in Kerrville between those in survival mode still 7 days after the deadly flooding and those living their everyday lives. And it's really hard to describe unless you're there. We've got KRLD's Russell Scott on the ground in Kerrville. Tell us about this little talked about aspect of what's going on in this city right now.
You drive through Kerrville and flags are at half staff in memory of all of the victims of the flooding. You get near the river and you see the destruction, and you get near the highways that go out to Hunt, and you see all of the first responders who are on the scene. I'm on the other side of town right now where the hotels are, and I was just struck a moment ago. Man walked to the corner, nailed down a garage sale sign, and calmly walked back to his house to get ready to start selling things. You go into the grocery store, and while half of the grocery store is in emergency mode, the other half is, well, what do we need to get for dinner tonight for the wife and kids? It's just disjointed in some ways, but it's kind of life in a situation like this where they're trying to survive down on the river and trying to live their life in other parts of Kerrville, guys.
Well, absolutely, because, you know, life does have to go on in a way. And when do you move on? It's going to be a long, long time before that happens. But, you know, that's one of the best ways to, recover from a disaster is to just figure out how to put one foot in front of the other.
Yeah, I went to a restaurant last night, and it kind of hit me at that restaurant because I'd just come from the river. And I walked in, and there were several families there just having their regular evening Thursday night meals. And I talked to the waiter that was waiting on me, and he said, no, I haven't been down to the river. I haven't really paid a whole lot of attention to what's going on down there. I'm kind of busy with my job here and just my day-to-day life. And again, it struck me just a moment ago when that man came out, hammered in to the ground the garage sale sign, and calmly walked down the hill to his house.
That is KRLD's Russell Scott on the ground in Kerrville.
That is so interesting how, you know, life goes on. For a lot of people, life came to a complete end. For a lot of others, tragically. 725 News Radio 1080 KRLD. We are the station in DFW for market and business updates. What a week! Our KRLD business analyst David Johnson.
It has. This has been a sort of a market of stocks rather than stock market. Stock market overall really hadn't done much. I think we're virtually flat coming into trading today, with a little uptick. Yesterday, we had new highs for the S&P and the NASDAQ, but they are barely higher for the week, while the Dow is barely lower. But lots of individual movement. My goodness, we saw the Dallas Morning News stock soar over 20% yesterday in the MP Materials, another local company, up 50%. We've seen Boeing come back because they're delivering a lot more airplanes. But still, we've also seen a lot of concern that's lingering, and it's back again today. The stock futures are dropping this morning. The White House is talking about hitting now Canada with a 35% tariff. European markets are all down 1 to 1/2% because they're expecting a letter too. And we're back in this cycle of tariffs and warfare. And speaking of war, the administration now saying they plan to make a major statement on Russia on Monday. So we've got that uncertainty lingering. Right now, the Dow Industrials Average looks to be giving back even more territory, down 285 on the opening, while the NASDAQ surrendering the modest gains for the week. It looks lower by 125, the S&P down 38. Gold, that's where the money's hiding, up $33 an ounce right now, $33.59. Crude's higher by 63 cents, $66.01. And interest rates are inching a bit higher, 4.38%. Right now, we look lower across the board. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It is 727 at News Radio 1080 KRLD.
One of the stories we've been following closely this morning, in addition to the destruction in Central Texas, is this grapevine road rage incident. Pretty interesting story. A gunman still on the run following last night's road rage shooting in Grapevine, a child hurt by flying glass. Of course, it could have been so much worse.
Just about 8 o'clock, the 911 call came in. A man said another driver fired through the window into his pickup near Highway 121 in Bass Pro. He had another adult and three kids in the truck with him. The flying glass cut the adult and one of the children, a 7-year-old. They are recovering. The other two kids are absolutely shaken up, but they were not hit. The driver tells police he fired back in self-defense, but no one's saying if he hit anything, but investigators say they have located the other vehicle, but at least for now, the suspect has not been found. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.